Well, if you haven't memorized it already, you can turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. It's the third commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And in question and answer 55, we saw that the third commandment forbids all profaning and abusing of anything whereby God makes himself known. So we have to think, what does that mean? Not only profaning and abusing, we don't use those words a lot, but how does God make himself known? So we should alert ourselves to this. Several weeks ago, I mentioned that the inward attitude of the heart is reflected in this commandment, in all the commandments really, but this is why this commandment has the warning, he will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. That's a serious, serious thing we should think about. I shared a couple weeks ago, we must be sincere. We must be wholehearted in our worship. It can't be just form. A heart led by the Holy Spirit. We're to be sincere in our worship of the living and true God, since we are professing that we are Christians and that we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are professing his name, in other words. And we are called by his name, praise God. So we're not to profane his name. Profane, if you look that up, it means to misuse anything that should be held in reverence or respect. Other words that are similar to defile or to debase. So we're not to profane or abuse, it says in the catechism, in any way that by which God makes himself known. Any way. He makes himself known through his creation, through his word, and his promises through his Son, through his Spirit, and even through us, through his people. So if someone misuses his name in any of these areas, he should be warned, God will not hold him guiltless, it says. First, how do people misuse his name in the area of creation? Well, there are many ways. I can't go through all of those. You could go to Cornwall Alliance and see. They have such an awesome ministry, I believe, and we support them. But if people say, for example, that Genesis is a myth, they're misusing that. Or that God is not involved in his creation anymore. Or that creation was a chance event. They are misusing his name. They are profaning his name. Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Well, if people add to or take away from the word of God, they are profaning his name also. If they twist the word to make it fit what they want, or they treat it with little or no respect, or they say it's full of error, or that the Old Testament can, you know, just leave all that out, we're past that now, or avoid it. Or that the law of God, such as these Ten Commandments that we are going through for these months here, are no longer applicable. I've had people who said they are Christians tell me this. They are profaning the name of God who inspired men to write it. The Apostle Peter said, "No prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And then if people say that, for example, against the Lord Jesus, if they say Jesus is not God, or they say he wasn't a man, or he wasn't born of a virgin, or that he was not resurrected, they are profaning the name of the Son of God, and thus they are profaning God the Father himself. 1 John 4, verse 2 says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." And then if people speak against the Holy Spirit, or they deny that he is God, and they deny his work, or reject his wooing of them, they are profaning the name of God. And finally, if people profane his people, his children, if they denigrate Christians because they believe in Jesus, if they persecute and kill them for that reason, they are profaning God, the name he gave to his elect. Those who are called by his name and bought by him. God's name is holy and should be high and lifted up. And anyone profaning him or his creation or his word or his son or his spirit or his elect should take heed to this warning here. And so let's come to the table of the Lord today with joyful hearts, exalting his name and his works, and acknowledging in our hearts that he has revealed himself. He revealed himself through his marvelous creation. May we have eyes to see it. Sometimes we're just move along, we're busy, we don't think about it that much. Through his precious and very great promises, his law word. May we be diligent students of it. His resurrected Son, our Lord and Redeemer, his precious indwelling Spirit, who is our comforter and counselor, and in his elect children, with whom we can fellowship now as we come to his table as the family of God. Let's pray. Lord, indeed, it is your amazing grace that you reveal yourself to mankind at all. And we praise you for doing so. We ask now that we would come to this table to remember the work of our Lord on the cross, that we would come with hearts set on pleasing you, and that we would take your name on our lips and in our heart with reverence and praise. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior and King. Amen.